And he will let that healing flow like a mighty river. He'll open up the floodgate. Yes, he will. But, and he get accused of not being the healer when we're the one that's the hinder. But we are in this place, that's not the case. We are going to let God have his way in our lives, in the lives of people all over this city, all around this city, all around these surrounding cities. Amen. I'm believing God that people coming from everywhere. Hallelujah. Are you ready for it? I'm going to ask you again. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to bring somebody from the hospital? Are you ready to go by somebody's house and have your car and prepare? You know they have to bring them some way if they're sick. They had to, most of them had to ride on something. Sick people don't walk from another city. Come on now, y'all. Somehow. So we got better transportation than they had back then. They had camels and donkeys and carts and all that kind of stuff. We got vans and cars and trucks and ambulance, huh? Stretchers and all that stuff. I just saw beds and couches. That's all I saw, and I don't know what they had, but that's what was they had in the scripture. But who and can we create such an atmosphere? Can we create such a power flowing? They did. But it started when they threatened them and told them not to do anything. Be quiet. So what are we going to do? Listen to the threats or go ahead and obey God? God, you made the heaven. You made the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. You sent Jesus here to die, and he accomplished what you sent him for to do. Now they're threatening us, telling us not to tell it and be quiet about it. I'm not going to be quiet about it. Threaten me all you want to. And a lot of them are going to get. Do we have a people in this building, in this city, surrounding, in this surrounding area? Are we on one accord enough to get the power of God flowing to sick people, broke people, demon-possessed people, twisted-minded people, broken-hearted people, lonely people, people that don't know what to do, brought up in broken homes, broken dreams, broken lives, till God has a plan for their life? You betcha. He has a plan for their life just like he has a plan for your life. And he's depending on you and me. He depends on you and me to get that to him. That's why we're called the body of Christ. That's why we're called the body of Christ. Hello, somebody. I said, hello, somebody. So are you willing to pay the price? Is 5:15 too early for you? 6 o'clock is too much for you? You too work too hard? 9 o'clock, you can't do it? Wednesday night, too strong for you? You got to get your rest. You got to come in and lay back on your recliner and watch Matlock, because he's going to tell you more than God has to say. He's going to put more food on your table. He's going to put more money in your pocket than anything God has to say to you. Are you listening to me? When are we going to get stirred up? I said, when are we going to get stirred up? I want you to get stirred up with me. And I'm stirred up. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get stirred up, fired up. And let's go tell the good news. I don't care about threats, religious, racism, Buddhism, and all the other isms. I want to talk about Jesus. Oh, how he loves you and me. How he loves you and me. How he loved the world. How he loved the hurting and the lost, the wounded. Usher, y'all better come on. I'm just about like I heard Brother Hagin them say way back. I'm just stirred up now. I'm preaching myself happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm not just talking either. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are lost people that's ready to be saved. There's people crying right now, need this glorious gospel to be saved, to be delivered, to be set free. This glorious gospel, this unchangeable God. Wherever he was, he is, wherever he is, he'll always be. Hallelujah. Stand up with me, everyone. Let's agree. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. Stretch your hand out this way over your finances. Father, thank you so much for your people. I know we are dear to you because we are the body of Christ. Lord, thank you for helping us. Thank you that you won't leave us alone. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You'll keep doing it until you get us in our proper place. We're going to keep believing until we learn how to do it right. Yes, we are, Lord. We're going to keep confessing. We keep praying, keep seeking, and we're not going to back down. No, 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 no. We just won't quit, Lord. We mess up, but we're going to get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to talk about our mess up. We're just going to repent of it and get right back at it until you teach us and train us and get us in that place, because we just read it in your word and you do it again. I know. You did it once. You did it twice. You did it before. You'll do it again. So, Father, I thank you for blessing your people with finances to operate in this life. We don't have to beg nobody, but we trust you. And we thank you for your angels, the ministering angels that's working for us on our behalf, causing things to open unto us, doors that we didn't know, doors that we don't see. You'll open them up right now. Hallelujah. Financial doors, health doors, peace doors, doors of opportunity, doors of increase, doors of new friends, doors of new job, doors of new land. Woo! And we thank you for it. All doors that lead us to new people that we never met before, bringing them to Jesus, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the law. Oh, Father, doors opening, and that we are financially fit and supplied, and we can be generous on every occasion. Hallelujah. And don't have to beg nobody for nothing. Hallelujah. And we stand and tell them, our God, thank you for it. So, Father, we thank you that nothing in our lives come up short. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Nothing is empty. Everything is full, overflowing in abundance. No end to it. And we operate in your limitless supply. Hallelujah. Don't have any limit. Woo! And we thank you. Peace in abundance. Love in abundance. Grace in abundance. Wealth in abundance. Health in abundance. Oh, my God, we thank you. Boldness in abundance. Won't be quiet in abundance. Hallelujah. living a life that only Jesus Christ, God Himself, gave us in Christ. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.